Every day. Anywhere. Anytime. The Digital Gasbook Channel. Ebenezer International. Your station. We welcome you on the first edition of Jazz and Joy. Jazz and Joy. Welcome on the Digital Gospel Channel, your radio station, Ebenezer International. My name is Frank Doris Steele, and I will be your host during the next few minutes as you will do your best to enjoy the first episode of Jazz and Joy, a very friendly corner, a very special program that will lead you today in the jazz world of our guest. He's from the state of California in the United States of America. His name is Steve Puglio. Before welcoming him, let's give a listen to this first song from his album entitled Smile. I thought about you. Mr. Steve Puglio on the Radio Ebenezer International on Jazz and Joy. Mesdames, mesdemoiselles et messieurs, je vous dis bonjour et merci de nous accueillir chez vous avec le premier numéro de ce programme Jazz and Joy, une émission conçue pour vous permettre de découvrir quelques-uns de nos amis musiciens, compositeurs et interprètes qui évoluent dans le domaine du jazz. Notre invité aujourd'hui nous vient de l'état de Californie aux États-Unis d'Amérique. Il s'appelle Steve Puglio. Et juste avant de l'accueillir, je vous propose ce morceau de son tout nouvel album intitulé I Thought About You. Steve Puglio à l'émission Jazz and Joy sur la radio Ebenezer International. Let's welcome Mr. Steve Puglio and this song entitled I Thought About You. Jazz and Joy.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town with each beam. Same old dream, and every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Thank you. took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, with each beam you got the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. Ooh, I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Mr. Steve Julio, I thank you so much to accept our invitation to be our guest on this radio station show conceived to promote our friends involving in the jazz field. I welcome you friendly on our channel and thank the Lord for putting you on our way today.
It's an honor to be with you, Frank. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you also, brother. Will you please introduce yourself to our worldwide audience? Who is Mr. Steve Bulio?
That's a big question to ask. I'm the husband of Karen Bulio, 30 years, father of six wonderful children. I'm a Christian man. I'm a musician. I love people. How about that?
Are you born in California?
I was born in the East Coast. I was born in New Jersey and lived in New York. But my family moved out to California when I was a small child, so I've been in California ever since.
But Mr. Pulio, your family's name sounds like an Italian name. Do you have some Italian background?
Yes, yeah. My parents are both Italian. They're American-born Italians. Mm-hmm. But they're both Italian.
And I can understand that you have grown in a very special musical universe where it seems to be impossible to take or to find another way. Is it true?
Well, I think I was never forced to be a musician, although I've always loved music since it was in my family. My mother was a singer, my father was a jazz guitarist. And I suppose my father, if he would have had his way, I probably would have been a guitarist too. But when I was 6 years old, I was given a banjo, and I took it apart, and I took the back off and put it on my bedpost for a cymbal, and took the front and made a drum. And in that same year, I was given a pair of sticks from the legendary drummer Philly Joe Jones. And so I guess I just wanted to be a drummer.
Would you say that being a good singer or musician wasn't an accident in your life, but a normal process or achievement?
I think that's a safe thing to say. You know, if you really love something, it becomes your passion. I think the natural flow of life helps you build on that gift and just get better and better. For example, no one needed to force me to practice. I really wanted to because I loved it. And so, you know, it was a passion of mine. I think a God-given, built-in desire to do.
Mr. Polio, you are talking in the Californian state. What can you say about the beauty or the special place and of this city?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. I wish you would come and visit.
Yeah,
we live in Sonoma County, which is really the wine country. I know you're very familiar with the growing of the grapes in France. Here in Northern California, in particular, in Sonoma County, Napa County, and Mendocino County, which is the wine-growing region, it's very beautiful. And probably... I would compare it to when I was in Sicily a few years ago. The climate is very, very nice. Mm. And, of course, conducive to growing some of the finest grapes in the world.
Oh, yeah. Is it possible for an American to understand right away when someone comes from California by his sound or his vocabulary?
Well, we all say in California that we talk normal, and the people in the South have an accent, and the people on the East Coast have an accent, and the people in the North have an accent, and we're normal. But of course, if I lived over there, I would think Californians look funny. It must be similar to you in France.
And musically, is there some differences from California and the other state or city of the United States?
Oh, that's a good question, and I think that's very true. There's something in jazz called the West Coast sound, and the East Coast sound, you know, New York seems to have its own sound. Of course, in the South with New Orleans jazz, that's a very unique sound. So I do believe that different parts of the country are influenced by their region as far as the sound of music. Now, to be specific about that, it would be hard, but there seems to be something that's very unique about each of the regions of our country.
Thank you so much, brother. And I'd like to tell our listeners to remind them that they are listening to the Radio Ebenezer International from France. And this is the first edition of Jazz and Joy, and our guest is Mr. Steve Pulio. He's speaking from the state of California in the United States. Before our first musical break, Mr. Pulio, what was your more interesting experience in this area, though it could be a little bit difficult to select only one?
Well, as far as musically, I think for me, in my early 20s, there seemed to be a turning point. Part of that was meeting James Levy, who at the time was playing drums for Herbie Hancock. And I started playing professionally at 15 years old. At 18, I joined the United States Air Force Band as a drummer and vocalist. Mm. But when I met James, I entered a much larger, more influential circle of musicians. So I think that was a turning point for me. And of course, then later on, there were significant things that happened in my life that really turned everything around. And perhaps we could talk about that a little later.
Mm. And before, what will you suggest us? We have two of your albums on our home studio. What titles do you suggest to our listeners?
The two titles, well, I think one is called You Are, and that's an album of Christian music. Many of those songs I wrote and some written by some friends. And then the other one is a jazz album that I just released, which many, many people enjoy. It's an album of jazz standards called Smile.
Smile. Okay, this is also the title of your album.
Yes.
Okay, let's play this music for our listeners, and I dedicate it to all of our listeners in the state of California. Mr. Steve Pulio on the Radio Ebenezer International, Smile.
Jazz and Joy.
Stay in tune.
You get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and there be tomorrow. You'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just
Enjoy. You are listening to the Digital Gospel Journal and the first edition of Jazz and Joy. And our guest today is a very smiling man, Mr. Steve Puglio. Isn't it, Mr.?
I'm a very happy man, yes. I smile a lot. I just have a lot to be grateful for. And yes, I do smile a lot.
What is the meaning of smile for you and your life and your family?
Well, the album itself, Smile, I dedicated to my mother, who passed away about a year and a half ago. She was 82 when she died, but she was one of the happiest people I ever met, I ever knew. You don't meet your mother, I guess you just know them. But my mother loved people, and she never met a person that she didn't love, and she appreciated people for who they were, no matter what their background was.
Mm.
And so when she passed away, and she, like I said before, she was a wonderful singer from the radio days. She sang at Radio City Music Hall in New York. She sang with many great big bands, etc. But I felt it was important to dedicate an album to her memory. And so many of the songs on the Smile album are songs that she used to sing. And in fact, one of the songs, I incorporated her voice from a previous recording that she did so that she could actually be on the album too.
I feel that this album is a good testimony of your love, your attachment to your mother. We will come back on this album, but let's talk now about your experience on the gospel field. You have spent many years in the gospel world, which certainly means that you are also a believer. How did you discover the faith in God, the Christian faith?
I was raised a Catholic, and I felt like even as a young child, I experienced the love of God, but in growing up, as many of us do, when we really don't have a strong foundation as far as biblically and the support system that we need, we tend to go our own way. But at 24 years old, it was through a witness of a friend that someone close to me actually experienced a radical change in their lives. I was already seeking and hearing the gospel message and not responding right away. I found my life in a tailspin of drugs and depression and loneliness and all of that. Although my music career had taken off and I was doing quite well musically, I was empty inside as a person.
Hmm.
And I remember what my friend had told me about Jesus, how he could give me a new beginning. So on December 5th, 1978, I remember it like it was yesterday, I made a decision when I was at home alone in my room, and I simply knelt by my bed and asked the Lord to save me from myself. And I've never been the same.
Mm.
And the Bible talks about that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. When it says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. That means he's a brand new species. Old things are passed away and all things become new.
Amen.
And I can certainly testify that that's true in my life.
Hmm. Was it easy for you, Mr. Steve Puglio, to sing your faith according to the Holy Scripture among your musician friends or colleagues?
Oh, that's another good question. You know, I told many of my friends that I had become a Christian, but shortly thereafter I left everything, all my friends, and moved to another city and began going to Bible college. And many of them, my friends, felt like I had deserted them. But the truth was, I just needed a fresh start, and I probably should have stayed more in touch, but everything changed for me, and I think for a lot of people, that was misunderstood as simply deserting them as friends. And, you know, in those days, if you were running around the circles like I was of of the musicians and the nightclubs, etc. That was just the thing to do. You come to the Lord, you leave everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot has changed recently. I would say that if a person becomes a Christian, certainly they need to find other people that love God and find a support system, a church, whatever you want to call it, to encourage them, but not necessarily to leave their profession, because Christ calls us to Himself, and if we're in Him and we surround ourselves with people that the only friends we have are people that know Him, we're not being very effective.
Mm-hmm.
In sharing our love of God. But if we can keep within the circle of friends that we had,
mm-hmm.
and be faithful to God and show them that God is alive and real through the very love of God in our lives,
amen.
Then we can become more effective for Him. And I guess it took me a while to realize that.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
right, listening to your spiritual CD, I can see that you are a very prolific artist, using with a great ease all the styles. Is it a natural thing or a result of years of work and experiences?
I think, because of the environment I grew up in, the influence of my parents and the great singers of that era, singing was very natural for me. Never had singing lessons. I just grew up doing it. But I enjoy all styles of music. I remember in college, I was very into African music.
Mm.
Took African courses and drumming and dance and those kind of things. And my son, actually, one of my sons is a country singer, and I enjoy that. of course, jazz, gospel, blues, rock and roll. I spent a few years traveling and different rock and roll kind of situations. Played with Chuck Berry, for example, and other musicians. It's just I like what's good, and it's not necessarily the style that I'm interested in as much as the quality. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this album, Mr. Pulio, is this album your unique spiritual one? If not, do you hope to publish others in the same category in the due time?
Yes. I've done three spiritual albums.
Hmm.
The first one was back in the late 80s, an album called He's Been Faithful. And then about 6 years later, I recorded another album, all original songs, called All Nations. And then the latest worship album was done 6-7 years ago, an album called You Are, and I'm sure,
amen,
there'll be others as well. Mm. Yes.
And what about the words and music on this album? Are you the composer or only the interpreter?
I wrote 6 of the songs on that album, so about half of it. One of the songs was written and sung by my daughter Macy, and the others were written by friends.
And we will take our second break. There is a title that I really appreciate, Rapid in Your Finger.
good, that's a good one. That was written by a friend of mine. His name is Alex Anaya, and a wonderful writer and a strong brother who I love very much. And so yes, you'll appreciate that song.
Let's listen to this title of mine, Rapid of His Finger. Do you have a comments about this text, the lyrics?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. When we love God, let me go back. When we love someone, we want to please them and do everything we can for them. And I love my wife so much that she's got me wrapped right around her finger. It's an American expression. I don't know if it's an expression that's common in France, but when someone is attached to someone else, then to the point where they'll just serve them and do whatever that person wants, we say, "Oh, they've got you wrapped around their finger."
Okay.
Well, God has me wrapped around his finger, and I love this song very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, let's hello to our audience, our listeners, to enjoy this song, Wrap It on Your Finger.
Just enjoy.
Digital Gospel Channel, listening to the first edition of Jazz and Joy with our guest, Mr. Steve Puglio, speaking from the state of California in the United States of America. Mr. Puglio, our guest today, let's talk a little bit now about your album, your new album, Smile. Why did you choose this title for this album?
Well, I'm smiling all the time, and I love this song. You know, actually, the song Smile, many people don't know it, but was written by Charlie Chaplin. And I made it the title track of the song because when I was going over the music with my producer, Jerome Gilmer, and we were sitting at the piano, and I began singing this song with just he and I and my wife in the room. I just broke down and cried. Music has that effect on us so many times when a song touches our heart that we experience such overcoming emotion. And I experienced that with singing this song. And I looked at Jerome, I said, you know what, this is going to be the title track to the album, because I believe music should touch the heart in that way, and that the songs that we sing should really relay a special message to our audience. And this album is filled with songs that cause you to smile and cause that emotion to be stirred inside. And honestly, Frank, when I was recording this album, there was so much emotion involved because I was grieving over the loss of my mother. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, between thinking about my wife and the love that we've shared over our 30 years, and thinking about my mother and thinking about relationships in life, a lot of emotion was poured into this album. And so even though I was crying, it was a joy in knowing that that somewhere, somehow, this music is going to touch a lot of lives.
Mm. I can feel that when I look at the photo, the pictures that you sent to us, I feel that there was a very touching feeling in the home studio, in the studio, as you were recording this album.
Yeah, you could see, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, and on the same album, Smile, the songs are very secular. What is the audience that you had in mind on producing it?
You know, I didn't really have a specific audience in mind as much as just the desire to do the album because I loved the songs. But what I've found is very interesting, Frank, that this music touches a very, very wide audience, and it crosses into every culture and every age. Young people love this style of music, and of course the older ones do because it's the music that they grew up with. And so I'm finding whether I'm with people of faith or people that just are enjoying great music, it crosses all barriers, all lines. Mm. And I'm grateful for that.
Amen. It's really a blessing. And as you told it, you had with you some great musician to record this album. Was it an easy job for you to gather all these professionals around your project?
Well, for me, the timing was just right to meet Jerome Gilmer, the co-producer, arranger, orchestrator, and pianist on this album. I met him at a wedding last summer. Mm. Actually, the wedding was for my dear friend Muka Renick, who owns the studio where we produced this album, and he also helped with the production. So I met Jerome last summer, and we sat down at the piano during the reception, away from everyone else, and I told Jerome I would love to do an album of standards, and he said, "Let's do a couple of songs together." And sang, and he played, and we connected, and I knew that he was the guy, and he said, I would love to help you with this, and so we began our friendship at that time. And then I met Terry Miller, the bass player, through Jerome. The drummer, James Levi, he's been a friend of mine since his days with Herbie Hancock back in the 70s, and he became a mentor and a friend and a dear brother. Mm-hmm. And we've remained connected as friends over the years. The flugelhorn player, Fletch Wiley, has also been a friend for many years. He's been known as a great producer in his own right, and did a lot of work back in the day with Andre Crouch, but even to this day does wonderful projects. He's a great musician and a great friend.
Amen.
The guitarist and the saxophonist on the album, fairly new friends. And, of course, my daughter Macy sings a couple of songs with me, and she is just a joy to be able to have with me on this album.
You are very blessed around with many good and professional musicians.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What are your methods to promote your music? The media, internet, or something else? The radio, TV?
Well, you know, that's probably the most difficult part of this equation for most independent artists. I don't have a company, a big backer, or anything like that, so I use all the resources that are available to someone like me. It's a learning process, and it takes a lot of time and a bit of money. You know, I have a website, stevepaleomusic.com. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, Facebook, whatever is available to independent artists. But it's a growing learning experience for me.
You are a very modern musician, using internet with a great ease, Facebook, iTunes, and all the media, all the new modern media. You have to have a good a good use of these things.
Yeah, well, you know, years ago it was find a record company and sell them on your music and then sell your soul. You know, the record company would pick you up and, you know, they would promote your music in that way. And you would more than likely have to compromise to certain demands of a record company. These days things are much different. It's very true that a record company would certainly help in the cause of promoting my music on a broader scale. But since that option doesn't seem to present itself at this time, we're just doing the best we can with all of the other social media. It seems to be working okay.
And in your biography, I can see that you are a professional drummer. How do you conciliate the fact of being a drummer and a vocalist? Do you still play drum in your music?
Oh, yes. I began playing drums when I was 6 years old, and I still play when I'm not singing. I love it. I love every opportunity to play. I played drums on a couple of the tunes on the album. James let me play a couple of songs. But, yes, I love to play the drums.
And we are close to the end of our program today. What are your projects for the future, depending on God's will for your life?
Well, I would love to do another album project like Smile, and would probably do so as time and resources come available. And, of course, I'll continue to explore other types of music and do other Christian projects as well.
And to conclude our interview today, do you have a special word to our worldwide audience who are listening to this program?
Oh, yes. You know, I love to tell people that God really loves them and wants to be the best version of themselves that they can be. You know, He created each one with special gifts that they enjoy. So I would say develop your gifts and go after your dreams without fear, and love God with all your heart, and love people that He's placed in your path in this journey through life, and be thankful for everything. You know, keep a smile on your face and love in your heart.
Mr. Steve Poliro, the Digital Gospel Channel thanks you so much for accepting our invitation, and we pray that the Lord keep on using you to show His love and His loving kindness to this sinful world. May God bless you richly, brother.
Thank you, and God bless you too, Frank, and bless the nation of France.
Amen, amen. Bye-bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
Jazz, enjoy. On the Digital Gospel Channel.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still
every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I had questions, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he is waiting with open arms, and I see once again. His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful. Even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful. In my heart I have questioned, even fail to believe, yet he's been faithful. So faithful to me.
Jazz and joy on your radio station.
Every day, anywhere, anytime. The Digital Gospel Channel. Ebenezer International, your station.
listeners and friends, our program get to its end, and we were so pleased, so happy to count you in our audience today, and I hope that you have appreciated this first episode of Jazz and Joy, and that you will not hesitate to let us have your feedback, your comments. I'm very grateful to our guest, Mr. Steve Pollio, and thank him so much for his contribution. I'd like to tell you that our jingle is a courtesy of a longtime friend, the Haitian guitarist Rodrigue George. Merci en pile, Frère Rodrigue. C'est pour bon te bénir. May God bless you richly for this nice title that we use for our jingle and Jazz on Joy. I look forward to hear from you soon, dear listeners and friends, and I thank you all again for your interest for this ministry, the Digital Gospel Channel de Radio Ebenezer International. Mesdames, Mesdemoiselles et Messieurs, nous arrivons à la fin de notre programme. Je vous remercie de votre écoute et vous donne rendez-vous pour la prochaine édition de Jazz and Joy. Si vous êtes musicien, compositeur, interprète et que vous évoluez dans ce style de musique, le jazz, soyez libre de nous contacter pour qu'un jour nous puissions vous recevoir également dans ce programme. C'était pour vous servir au micro et à la réalisation, votre podcasteur et ami Franck Doristil qui vous dit une fois de plus merci et au revoir. You are listening to Jazz and Joy on the Digital Gospel Channel, your station. Jazz and Joy.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile. Just smile. light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just